brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
This morning on the Lord's table, the brother chose the hymn.
今天早上在主杯面前，弟兄选择了诗歌。
He said, "O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong."
哦，主的爱是何等的丰富，何等的无可测量。
Oh, how true that is.
这是何等的真实。
Let me tell you a story that touched me very much.
我来给你讲一个故事，非常的摸到我。
Yeah, one Sunday morning, After the hymn was sang,
一个主日的早上，当诗歌结束以后，
the pastor went to the podium and said,
一个牧师走到讲台面前，
Before I give a message, I will introduce you to my closest friend.
在我开始信息之前，我先介绍我最最近的朋友。
Then an old man came to the podium.
一个老年人就来到讲台的面前。
And he started telling a story.
他就开始讲一个故事。
The one time, a father and a son and his And his closest friend went fishing in the Pacific coast.
有一天，一个父亲带着他的儿子和他儿子最近的朋友一起到海边去。
In the middle of their fishing trip, a storm arises.
在他们钓鱼的时候，那个风暴就来了。
And they cannot go back to shore.
他们就没有办法回到岸边去。
The wave was so high, even though this old man was a seasoned fisherman, he cannot keep the ship upright.
这个海浪是如此之大，甚至这个甚至这个父亲他是个钓鱼的人，他也没有办法回到岸上去。
And sooner or later the ship capsized.
很快这个船就翻了。
And the three person was in the water.
这三个人就在水里面。
Now the father has this holding a lifeline.
这个父亲手里就拿着一个救命索。
Immediately he need to make a decision.
很快他需要做一个决定。
How where is that lifeline need to be thrown to?
这个救命索会扔给谁？
Is it to his son?
是扔给他儿子呢？
Or his son's best friend?
还是扔给他儿子的好朋友？
He need to make a quick decision.
他需要做一个决定。
Knowing that his son is a Christian,
知道他儿子是一个基督徒。
And his closest friend is not a Christian.
他的儿子的朋友不是一个基督徒。
So he turned to his son and said, "Son, I love you."
他就跟他儿子说，儿子，我爱你。
Then he turned away. Throw the lifeline to his son's best friend.
他就把那个救命索扔给他儿子的好朋友。
In a couple of seconds, his son's body, you know, was lost.
几秒钟以后，他儿子的身体就消失了。
And cannot be recovered again.
他没有人再找到他儿子的尸体。
And the two of them were saved.
他们两个人得救了。
And afterwards, this person said, "You know what? God loves us so much."
以后这个人说，你知道神如此爱我们。
He gave his only begotten son.
把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
凡是信他的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
And this old man sat down.
然后这个老年人就坐下来。
Then after the meeting, then the pastor gave the message.
当这个牧师给了信息以后。
With a short prayer, the meeting is dismissed.
一个祷告结束以后，聚会就结束了。
Now there are two young men seated in the front.
有两个年轻人坐在前面。
After the meeting, they quickly go to that old man.
聚会以后，他们就到那个老年人面前去。
Sir, your story is wonderful.
他说：“先生，你的故事非常的好。
But it's not realistic.
但是是不可能的事情。
So how could a father forsake his son and gave the lifeline to his closest friend?
这个父亲怎么可能把这个救命索不给儿子，反而给了儿子的朋友？
Then the old man said, "Yeah, it's not realistic, but it's true."
这个老年人说，这的确是不太现实，但它是真的。
Then the two young men said, "How do you know it's true?"
这两个年轻人就说，你怎么知道这是真的？
Said, "Because I'm that old man."
他说，因为我就是那个父亲。
And this pastor is my son's closest friend.
这个牧师就是我儿子的好朋友。
God loves us so much.
神如此的爱我们。
He loved his son so much too.
他也非常爱他的儿子。
In two instances in the Bible said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
这个圣经两次提到说，这是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。
Yet for our sake,
但是为了我们的缘故，
he put his son on the cross.
他把他的儿子放在十字架上，
that we might be saved through him.
使我们可以借着他得救。
May we always be encouraged.
愿我们都被此激励。
Encouraged to continue to love him.
使我们能够越来越爱他。
As we prepare for his coming.
使我们能够预备他的再来。
Today, let's turn our Bible to Revelation chapter
22. 我们来翻到启示录二十二章。
Verse 7. Revelation chapter 22, verse 7.
我们来看启示录二十二章第七节。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book.
看哪，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
看哪，我必快来。赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
He which testified this thing said, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
我们来看马太福音二十五章。
Let's read verse 42 to 44.
我们来读四十二节到四十四节。
Yeah.Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord hath come. But know this, that if a good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh.
是马太福音二十四章四十二节到四十四节。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Verse 46.
Sorry. 谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时候分粮给他们呢？
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we just commit your word into your hand.
主，今天早上把你的话语交在你的手中。
Once again, speak your word into our hearts.
请你再次把你的话语讲在我们的心里面。
Oh, that our hearts will once again be encouraged to continue to run this race.
使我们的心被激励，能够继续来奔走这个天路。
Knowing that you are coming back so soon.
知道说你快要回来了。
Oh, may we be ready.
让我们能够预备好。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Last time I shared with you concerning why we go through some experiences in the valley.
上一次我分享到为什么我们会经过死荫的幽谷。
The first reason is because we wander away from God.
第一个原因是因为我们常常从神面前走开。
Every day, the moment we wander away from God, we are in the experience of the valley.
当我们从神面前走开的时候，我们就会经历死荫的幽谷。
The next reason is that sometimes the Lord wants us through the valley in order to what expose the real situation we are in.
第二点，神也把我们使我们经历这个有这个经历，暴露我们的真实的光景。
Because many times we are so distracted with the things around us.
因为很多时候我们被周围的环境所分散精力。
We thought that the world is a wonderful place for us to be in.
我们觉得这世界是个美妙的地方。
It's worth living for.
是值得我们在这里生活的地方。
It's worth sacrifice.
是值得我们付出代价。
But yet, when the Lord put us into the valley,
当主把我们放在死荫的幽谷的时候
，then we see that these things in this world is not worth pursuing after.
我们就看见这地上的，实在是不值得我们去追求。
Only one person is worth pursuing after is the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有一个人值得我们去追求，就是主耶稣自己。
And there's one thing that worth pursuing after is God's kingdom.
只有一件事情值得我们追求是神的国。
Because it's eternal.
因为那是存到永远。
Another reason is that because the Lord also wants to expose our real spiritual condition.
主也把我们里面真实属灵的光景暴露出来。
Many times we feel like we're okay.
很多时候我们觉得说我们挺好的。
But when we go through some testing,
当我们经过一些试验的时候
，we just realize, Lord, without you, I can do nothing.
我们就意识到说，主没有你，我自己什么也做不了。
And number four, we through this through the valley experience of the valley.
我们在第四点，我们当我们经历死荫幽谷的时候
，God wants us to have a closer relationship with Him.
神使我们与他有更近的关系。
That this relationship is not only theoretical but in experiential.
这个经历不再是理论上的，乃是一个实际上的经历。
And there is one thing I want to share with you.
有一件事情我要分享。
Sometimes we went through the valley.
有的时候我们经过这个幽谷
is to prepare us for his coming.
是为了预备我是使我们预备他的再来。
That's why the title of the message today, the promise of his coming.
所以今天信息的题目就是他再来的应许。
When we see all the situation in the world today,
当我们看见世界的情况的时候
the sinfulness,
看到这所有这些罪。
Every Christian has a sigh in their heart.
每一个基督徒都有一个叹息。
Lord, may you come back.
主啊，愿你再来。
Is this our experience?
这不就是我们的经历吗？
Let me read to you a hymn that I like so much.
我来读一个诗歌。
156。
150。诗歌156。
156。It says in verse 2.
第二节。诗歌156。第二节。
Thy manger wakes the thought, I too am homeless. Thy cross strips earthly pleasure from my soul.
你的马槽使我生无家之想，你的苦架使我无所欲喜。
Thy coming bids me seek a better country, for thou thyself art now my final goal.
你的再来使我怀未见之乡，你的自己成我追求目的。
Since thou art gone, my joy has lost its flavor. My song, the sweetness I would fain convey.
你不在此，喜乐也减它滋味，诗歌也缺它所应有的甜美。
Since thou art gone, the sense of void all overwhelms me, for how I long that thou wilt come and not delay.
你不在此，终日我若有所失，主啊，我要你来，我不要你迟，我不要你迟。
Is that our experience today?
这是不是我们今天的经历呢？
A true, genuine Christian always long for his the Lord Jesus coming back.
一个真正的基督徒总是可想的主的再来。
Regardless, you know how wonderful are the life on earth shall had been.
不管我们在地上的生活是何等的美好。
We in our hearts we know we are in a different direction.
在我们的心里面，我们知道我们有一个不同的目标。
We know that in this earth we are just pilgrims and strangers.
在这个地上，我们不过是个寄居的，是客旅。
Especially when we see the sinfulness and wickedness of this world today.
尤其是当我们看见这个地上的罪恶的和邪恶的时候。
That morality and have hit its rock bottom.
这个道德已经败坏到了极点。
This is not really our place to be.
这不是我们生活的地方。
That's why Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕。
Even though he's so rich.
虽然他是这样子的富有，
he's different from Lot.
他和罗德不一样。
Lot wanted to establish himself, so he went to Sodom and Gomorrah.
罗德想要建立自己，所以他去了索德尔玛和罗马。
And he became one of the prominent citizens in that city.
他在那个城内成了一个非常有名望的人。
Yet Abraham, even though he was so rich in his flock,
虽然亚伯拉罕非常的有非常的富有。
He can buy a lot of properties.
他可以买很多的地产。
Yet we know the Bible tells us he only buy one property.
但是圣经上跟我们讲说，亚伯拉罕只买了一块地。
It is the for a gravesite for his her wife Sarah.
是为了埋葬他妻子的。
That's the only thing.
这是他唯一的财产。
And the reason is we can see in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10.
在希伯来书第十一章第十节。
For he looked forward for a better country.
因为他想望那个有根基的城。
A country with a city with foundation.
是一个有根基的城。
Where the maker and founder is God.
这个是神所经营所建造的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our hope for today.
这就是我们今天的盼望。
Yes, we might still going to work every day.
虽然我们每天都去工作。
The young people still go to their studies.
年轻人也上学。
But brothers, we need to have this thing in our mind.
我们需要心里面清楚。
We are only passing through this.
我们只是经过这些。
For our hope is that better city.
我们的盼望是在那个城里。
Our hope is in that eternal God.
是我们的盼望是在永生神的里面。
Which really will really satisfy the voidness, the emptiness of our heart.
能够满足我们里面的空虚。
Even though the hymn tells us that even though your presence is okay.
圣经说虽然你的同在那个诗歌说虽然你的同在是美好的。
Yet to see you face to face that will only satisfy me.
但是只有与你面对面才能够完全的满足我。
Oh, this is what we yearn for.
这是我们所可想的。
And for this reason, God promised us that he is coming back again.
为了这个原因神应许我们他会主耶稣会再来。
That's why in John chapter 14,
在约翰福音十四章。
Maybe I'll read to you. John chapter 14,This is the time when the disciples are very discouraged.
在约翰福音十四章里面，门徒们非常的受挫。
Because the Lord Jesus is trying to tell them that he will be betrayed and he will be nailed on the cross.
因为主耶稣那时候告诉他们，他会被卖，会被钉在十字架上。
And in 3 days he will rise again.
但三天以后他会从死里复活。
But the thing is, the disciples never heard of the last portion.
但是门徒听不见最后那一部分。
What impressed in their minds is that the Lord will be betrayed and be put on the cross.
他们记得的只是主耶稣要被卖，要被钉在十字架。
So their heart is filled with sorrow.
所以他们的心里面充满了忧愁。
That's why the Lord in chapter 14 verse 1 says.
所以十四章第一节里面讲。
Say let not your heart be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go and prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there will ye be also.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
Where you are, where the Lord is, there we will be also.
主在哪里，我们也在哪里。
And this is really a comfort to the heart of every single believer.
这对我们每一个信徒都是一个安慰。
Throughout the centuries.
历史历代以来
especially when we went through the valley,
尤其是在我们经过死荫幽谷的时候
we always look for Lord, you are coming back.
我们总是盼望说主你要回来了
This suffering is only temporary.
这个苦难只是暂时的
One day you are coming back and will take us to yourself.
有一天你要再来把我们接去
Another verse, this is in Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦
This is when Paul went to Thessalonica to minister to the saints.
在保罗去帖撒罗尼迦的时候，在服侍圣徒的时候
and Paul also mentioned that one day the Lord Jesus is coming back.
就保罗也提到说，有一天主耶稣要再回来。
And the saints in Thessalonica was very much encouraged.
帖撒罗尼迦的人就非常的忧伤，
鼓励。
对，被激励。
Because they know that the Lord Jesus is coming back and they are going there.
他们知道说主要回来，他们要去主那里。
But there is one thing wrong.
但是有一件事情错了。
They thought.That the Lord is coming back on their time, during their time.
他们觉得说主是在他们的时间回来。
Now afterwards, some of the saints pass away.
但过了一段时间之后，一些圣徒去世了，
and
过去了。
And they felt like they missed the trip. They missed the Lord's second coming.
他们就觉得说他们错过了主的第二次再来。
Therefore, Paul the apostle write another epistle to the saints in Thessalonica.
所以保罗又写了一封书信给帖撒罗尼迦的人。
It's chapter 4 verse 13.
帖撒罗尼迦的前书第一四章。
He said, "I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope."
四章十三节，论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
In other words, those people who is not a believer, they have no hope.
所以换句话说，那些不是信徒的人，他们是没有指望的。
And therefore, they sorrow.
所以他们忧伤。
But we who are the believers, even though we are asleep, yet we have full of hope.
我们这些信徒虽然我们睡了，但是我们却充满了盼望。
And it says here in verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep."
十五节，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise again, shall rise first.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音，一个天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Then we which were alive and remain shall be caught up together with them.In the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要和主永远同在。
Brothers and sisters, we are so happy.
主耶稣，弟兄姊妹，我们是如此的喜乐。
We are a group of people full of hope.
我们是一个充满了盼望的人。
Yes, sometimes the brothers and sisters in the midst of us, some of them might have passed away.
在我们中间的弟兄姊妹，也许有已经睡了的。
Some of them. I always think of my father.
我总是想到我的父亲。
And brother Wei.
还有魏弟兄。
And brother Xiaoyang.
还有小杨弟兄。
Well, one day, when the trumpet shall sound.
当有一天号筒吹响的时候。
All of them will be risen up.
我们都会被提起。
And we who are alive will be raptured together with them on the air.
我们这活着的人会被一同提起，在空中与他们相遇。
To those who are unbelievers, they have no hope, but to us, we are full of hope.
对不信的人，他们没有指望，但是我们信的人，我们充满了盼望。
That's why if there is any person who are here not is an unbeliever.
如果这里还有未信的人。
I urge you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我催促你相信主耶稣基督。
Then your life will be full of hope.
那你的生活就充满了盼望。
Because our hope is in His coming back.
因为我们的盼望在于主的再来。
Now the question is, how valid is God's promise?
那么问题是这个主的应许是。
Or how dependable is God's promise?
是这主的应许是可靠的吗
？Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
弟兄姊妹，让我告诉你。
Throughout the Bible, God has made a lot of promises.
圣经里面主有很多的应许。
Yet every promise that He promised, He fulfilled it in His own time.
他的主的应许，他每一个应许，他都来实现。
Let me give you some examples.
我给你一些例子。
I hope you always stay awake. Okay, there is some historical background.
有这里有一些历史的背景，请你不要睡着。
Well, one of them is concerning the destruction of Jerusalem.
有一件是关于耶路撒冷的被毁。
Well, in Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书。
The Lord warned the children of Israel.
神警告了以色列人。
He said that you got to stop your idol worship.
你需要停止拜偶像。
So you continue on your idol worship, then I will be very angry.
如果你继续拜偶像，我会非常的愤怒。
It says here in chapter 25, verse 6.
第二十五章第六节。
It said, "And go not after other gods to serve them and worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt."
不可随从别神侍奉敬拜，以你们手所做的惹我发怒，这样我就不加害于你们。
But if you continue, verse 9 says, "Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north," said the Lord, "and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all this nation round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them as an astonishment and a hissing and perpetual desolation."
第九节，我必召北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民，并四围一切的国民。我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊骇嗤笑，并且永久荒凉。
The Lord warned the children of Israel.
神警告了以色列人。
You continue to have your idol worship.
如果你继续侍奉敬拜别神。
Then one day I will bring the king from the north, Nebuchadnezzar, and destroy the city.
有一天我会让巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来毁坏这地。
But the children of Israel was so they continue on to do the idol worship.
但是以色列人继续的在这条路上敬拜侍奉别神。
And indeed, in 607 BC,
在主前607年
，then the Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army destroyed Jerusalem.
巴比伦大军就毁坏了摧毁了耶路撒冷。
And it says here in verse 11, "And this land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and this nation shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years."
第十一节，这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年。
70 years.
70年。
Now you will say, why not 69? Why not 50? Why 70 years?
为什么不是69年？为什么不是50年，而是70年呢
？No, let me tell you, God is very exact.
因为神是非常准确的神。
In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1-7.
In 利未记二十五章
一到七节。
一到七节。
The Lord promised the children of Israel.
神应许以色列人进入美地。
He said that when you go into the good land,
当你进入美地的时候
，I will bless the work of your hands.
我会祝福你手的工。
The land will give its produce.
地会生出出产。
But on the seventh year,
到第七年的时候
，In other words, you continue to work on this land.
你要继续在这个地里工作。
Every time, every year you work on it, it will give its produce.
每年你都在地里工作，地会有出产。
Because this land is a land flowing with milk and honey.
因为这是个流奶与蜜的地。
But on the seventh year, which is a sabbatical year, you should cause this land to rest.
第七年是安息年，地要守安息。
So in other words, don't work on the land.
换句话说，不要在这个地上耕种。
Let the land rest a little bit.
让这个地有安息。
Then in the eighth year, you start to work.
然后第八年再开始耕种。
But you know that God knows our weaknesses.
但是神知道我们的软弱。
He believed that the children of Israel would worry.
他知道以色列人会担心。
He said, "If I don't work on the seventh year, then what will I eat?"
如果我第七年不工作，我吃什么呢
？God promised them.
神就应许他们。
That on the sixth year,
在第六年的时候
，the produce of the land will be 3 times.
这地的出产是有三倍。
You can eat the produce of the land on the sixth year.On the seventh year, which is a sabbatical year, and also on the eighth year, when you start to till the land.
当你第六年，你会第六年、第七年、安息年，甚至到第八年，都会吃地的出产。
On the eighth year, while you are tilling the land, you are still eating the fruit of the sixth year.
在你第八年耕种田地的时候，你还在吃第六年的陈粮。
Isn't the Lord good? Give an amen.
这神不是很好吗
？Don't fall asleep. Give an amen.
我们一起来说阿门。
God is good. He takes care of all our needs.
神是好，神是何等良善的神，他照顾我们一切的需要。
Even though we haven't think about it, God already had planned for 3 years. He supplied the needs of the children of Israel.
我们还没有想到的地方，神都已经供应以色列人三年的需要。
But the problem is the children of Israel was so stubborn.
但是问题是以色列人是如此的固执。
They continue on to work on that land.
他们继续在那。
On the seventh year.
在第七年的时候，他们让继续耕种田地。
Beginning from the days of Saul.
从扫罗王起
until the day of the captivity of Babylon
直到被掳巴比伦的时候
exactly 490 years
一共是490年
divided by 7
除以七
what is the number? 70 years
就是70年
in other words God said it's payback time
所以神说这是一个偿还的时候
that's why they stay in Babylon for 70 years
所以他们在巴比伦待了70年
but God also had promised
但神也应许
after the 70th year
到70年以后
you will come back to the land
你会回到耶路撒冷
and it did, God did promise God fulfilled the promise
神应许神也实行了他的应许
year 539 BC
在主前539年
God caused what? Zerubbabel and the first group of remnant to come back to Jerusalem
神使所罗巴伯带着第一批的人回来
oh I tell you God is a God of promise He promised he will fulfill in his own time
神是一个应许的神他也来自己实现他的应许
another positive illustration concerning the birth of the Messiah
另外一个是关于弥赛亚的诞生
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 Behold a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and his name shall be called Emmanuel
在以赛亚书第七章里讲到一个处女必怀孕生子我们要起名叫以马内利
In Matthew chapter 2 the Lord is born
在马太福音第二章，主就诞生了。
You know, also the birthplace of the Lord was also what prophesied many hundreds of years ago.
在主的诞生的地方，也在几百年前就已经预言了。
In Micah chapter 5 verse 2, it will be born in Bethlehem.
在马加
五章二节。
五章二节讲的主预言的主诞生的地方已经预言了，在伯利恒。
How about he being betrayed by Judas?
他被犹大。被卖的事情。
Chapter 41 verse 9.
在诗篇四十一章第九节。
He is a friend who eats my own bread, what had lift up his heel against me.
我所亲爱，我所依靠，和我吃饭的也用脚踢我。
Judas is the one who eat bread together with the Lord.
犹大就是跟主在这个桌上吃饭的。
And he betrayed the Lord and sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver.
他卖了主，三十块钱卖了主。
It was what prophesied in Zechariah chapter 11 verse 12.
在撒迦利亚书里面也预言到这件事。
God, whatever God prophesied, what he said, it will come to pass.
主所预言的，主也被也要实现。
Today we got to believe in God's promise.
今天我们需要相信主的应许。
Don't believe in the tabloids.
Huh?
Don't believe in the newspaper.
不要相信那个新闻。
That we will have a better world.
我们会有一个更好的未来。
We are on the verge of the Lord's coming back.
我们在主再来的我们在主再来的那个时刻。
It was so near. It is on our doorstep.
是如此之近，就在门边了。
Not only he gave us the promise of his coming.
不光是他给我们再来的应许。
Not only he gave us the dependability of his promise.
不光是给我们他再来的那个可信性。
They gave us also the signs of his coming.
他也给我们这个记号。
When we read in Matthew chapter 24.
我们来读马太福音二十四章。
In Matthew chapter 24, it says.
马太福音二十四章这里讲。
It says here, verse 32.
第三十二节。
Now learn a parable of the tree.When his branch of the fig tree, when his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh.
三十二节，你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors.
这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Every time we talk about the fig tree.
每次我们讲到无花果树的时候
，we talk about the nation of the children of Israel.
我们都讲到以色列国。
Every time I talk about the nation of Israel, it really excites me.
每次当我讲到以色列国的时候，我都很兴奋。
Because it's something true that you can see with your own eyes.
因为这是一个你用自己眼睛可以看见的真实的事实。
You know, the children of Israel, the nation is already, you know, being over for thousands of years.
以色列国已经灭亡了几千年了。
The history tells us.
历史告诉我们。
That if a nation ceases to exist in 50It ceased to exist.
这个国家已经不再存在。
If a nation ceased to exist,
如果一个国家停止了存在
，and will it's not recovered within 50 years,
如果五十年没有恢复
，then it's over.
这个国家就结束了。
The nation of Israel is over for 2,000 years.
以色列国停止存在有两千年。
They never believe the nation of Israel will once again be a nation.
没有人相信以色列国会再次成为一个国家。
To them, it's like it's only a wilderness.
今天只是一个旷野。
Even the Palestinians felt like this land is worthless. It's just a desert.
甚至菲利斯。
The Palestinians.
巴勒斯坦巴巴。
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Regardless of okay, even they don't believe that this nation will be a nation.
他们不相信这个国家会成为一个国家。
But in May 1948.
但是在1949年。
48年。
48年
This nation became a nation again.
这个国家再次成为一个国家。
This is something that nobody understood.
这是一个没有人可以明白的事
情。How did this happen?
这个事情怎么发生的？
Why? Because God promised, God what? Deliver.
因为神应许了，神也会实现。
A lot of times we promise a lot of things.
很多时候我们应许很多事情。
But we aren't able to fulfill the promise.
但是我们没有办法实现。
You know, the flesh is willing, you know, but the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We always say that.
我们心灵虽然愿意，但肉体却软弱。
But our God is an awesome God.
但是我们的神是一个非常伟大的神。
What he promised, he fulfilled in his time.
他应许的，他也会实现。
And when we see all these things that continue to happen,
当我们看见所有这些事情在发生的时候
even the natural disaster,
甚至是自然的灾害
we know that the Lord is coming very soon.
我们知道主马上就要再来了。
You know, 20 years ago, we also experienced some, you know, natural disaster.
二十年前我们也在经历自然灾害。
But it is not that frequent.
但是却没有这么的频繁。
You know, we in the Philippines we always go through a typhoon, you know, like hurricane.
在菲律宾我们总是会有台风。
But afterwards, then we are able to recover. Then after recovery, then it came again, so on and so forth.
过后我们就会恢复，然后台风会再来。
But when we come after 20 years,
二十年以后
，when we see hurricane nowadays,
当我们再看到这个飓风的时候
，the frequency is just continuously.
这个频率会越来越增加。
It's like when a lady is going to give birth.
就像一个孕妇在要生产的时候。
During the term of pregnancy, sometimes it hurts.
在最后在生产的时候会有疼痛。
But it doesn't mean she's going to give the baby at that time.
但是并不等于说在那个时候她就要生孩子。
But you see the baby is coming out when the pain is very frequent and intensity.
但你知道那个孩子就要出生了，是因为那个痛会越来越越加剧，越来越频繁。
I remember when my wife was giving birth. Oh, we even count the minutes.
在我记得我妻子要生产的时候，我们在数那个分钟。
That's why Sister Catherine told me when it was this much, better call her. She will come and pick us up.
所以姊妹跟我说，如果是这个时间的时候，你就打电话给我来接她。
And that day, the baby was born.
那一天那个孩子就出生了。
So also is the coming of the Son of Man.
主的再来也是如此。
When we see the frequency, the intensity of this natural disaster,
当我们看见这个自然灾害越来越频繁。
Just look today, what happened to the Harvey, Hurricane Harvey?
越来越频繁，越来越加剧。当我们看见那个飓风 Harvey 的时候。
Afterwards, then we have this wildfire in California.
在加州又有那个自然大火。
Then afterwards, we have the hurricane in Florida.
那之后在佛罗里达又有飓风。
Then another one in Puerto Rico.
在Puerto Rico 又有一个飓风。
It haven't, we are not able to recover yet. Then another one.
我们没有办法恢复，又有一个灾害。
That's why the Bible tells us if it is for the sake of the elect, God is going to cut short that time.
为了选民的缘故，这些灾害也要减少。
Brothers and sisters, these are the signs of His coming.
这是他来的记号。
Now talking about the signs of His coming.
讲到他再来的记号。
What should we do?
我们应该做什么呢？
The tendency in our mind, especially the young people, that if the Lord is coming back, He gave us the signs of His coming. Then when is He coming?
我们里面自然的会想到说，如果主说他要再来，他什么时候来呢？
We always have this mind. You know, when I was young, we with the young people, we try to calculate.
在我年轻的时候，我们年轻人就会计算这件事情。
Especially when the nation of Israel is 1948, then we try to count. Then maybe at this, you know, year the Lord is coming back.
我们就算以色列国建立的时候，1948年，也许主从这个时候就可以再来。
But what did God says?
主说什么呢
？Say it is not for you to know.
这不是你可以知道的。
So let me read to you again, chapter 24, verse 42.
24章第42节。
Say what therefore ye know not.What are your Lord doth come?
24节。
Verse
42. 所以因为你们不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
So in other words, it is not your business to know when the Lord is coming back.
因为这不是你的事情，知道主什么时候
再来。The Bible even tells us the angel doesn't know, only the Father knows.
连天使都不知道，只有父知道。
A lot of times we want to know the time, what year, what month, what hour.
有的时候我们想知道说是哪一年，是哪一个月，是哪一个时辰。
I heard of a sister, she was so concerned, he was so excited about the Lord Jesus coming back.
我知道有一个姊妹对于主的再来非常的兴奋。
So she left her husband and went, she said, they went to the mountain and wait for the Lord to come back.
所以她离开她的丈夫，到了山上去等着主的再来。
Then afterwards,On that appointed day, the Lord didn't come.
在那一天，主没有再来。
And she went back to her husband.
她就回到丈夫那里。
What foolishness is this?
这是何等的愚昧。
Today, it is not our concern when the Lord is coming back.
今天这不是我们的顾虑，主哪什么时候来？
And let's read Acts chapter 1 verse 8. This is what the Lord said.
在使徒行传第一章第八节。
You know, at that time, the disciples.Desire the Lord, want to know the Lord, when the Lord is coming back.
那个时候，门徒也想知道主什么时候再来。
Because the nation of Israel is enslaved by the Roman Empire.
因为以色列国那个时候服在罗马人的手下。
And they believe that the Lord is the Messiah, he will free them from the slavery of the Romans.
如果主是弥赛亚，他会使他们从罗马人的手下被释放出来。
So that's why in Acts chapter 1 verse 7 he says,
所以使徒行传第一章第七节里面。
Let's begin with verse 6. And therefore they came together and they asked of him, Lord, who...wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in His own power."
耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”
So today we need to know in our heart.
所以我们今天心里要确实的知道。
Every time we try to want to know when, the Lord said, "It is not for you to know."
每次当我们想要知道是什么时候的时候，主说这不是你可以知道的。
So when people ask you when is the Lord coming back,
如果有人问你什么时候主再来，
you need to tell him it's not for us to know when the Lord is coming back.
你要跟他说这不是我们可以知道主什么时候来。
Secondly,
第二点，
the verse we read a while ago, Revelation chapter 22.
在启示录里二十二章里讲到。
Behold, I come quickly.
他说我必快来。
You know, quickly in the Greek means instantly.
那个快来的意思就是马上就来。
In the blink of an eye.
在一眨眼的时间。
The time when you are not expecting, he comes.
在你想不到的时候，他就来了。
That's why we always need to be what? Be ready.
所以我们总是要预备好。
You know, last week we have this Super Bowl game, right? Last week? Yeah, Super Bowl game.
上礼拜我们有这个足球比赛。
Okay, whatever, okay. There's this Super Bowl game.
有这个足球的橄榄球的比赛。
And my son invited some of his friends to come at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
我儿子邀请了一些朋友在下午五点钟的时候来。
So afterwards we went to buy some things, you know, you got to cook, you know, to feed them.
所以之后我就买了一些食物来给他们吃饭。
I was expecting when we arrive at home about 2 o'clock, then I rest a little bit, then cook, okay, then they will come at 5 o'clock.
我期待着说我两点钟回来准备一些食物休息一下然后他们五点钟过来
When we arrive at home at 2 o'clock
当我们两点钟回家的时候
Two of these friends are there already instantly
两个朋友已经在那里出现了
This is what we call instantly
马上就出现这就是马上的意思
But thank God I'm prepared
感谢神我预备好了
I bought some sandwiches
我买了一些三明治
And I asked them have you eaten your lunch yet not yet
我问他们你吃午饭了他们说没有
Francis this is what we call instant
这就是马上的意思。
The day you don't expect, you expect 5 o'clock, they come at 2 o'clock.
你期待的他们五点钟，他们两点钟就来了。
The Lord Jesus said he is coming back again.
主说他马上就要再来。
Maybe we say, oh, maybe a little bit more, maybe 10 years.
我们说也许10年以后。
The time we don't you don't expect he comes.
在我们想不到的时候，他就来了。
Just imagine when you know, for example, hypothetically.
也许假设。
You know that the Lord is coming back in 10 years.
也许假设你知道主十年以后
回来。What will your attitude be?
你的态度是什么呢
？Then you will say, maybe I need to work, you know, for myself about 8 years.
也许我给我自己工作八年。
Or maybe 9 years.
也许九年。
And that last year, then I'll prepare myself.
最后一年，我来预备主的再来。
God doesn't want us to have this kind of concept.
主不希望我们有这样子的思想。
When He say, "I come quickly," it means now and then.
主说我快来的时候是说现在。
Regardless, it will take 10 more years to wait or 1 more day to wait. We need to be prepared now.
不管是在等十年还是在等一天，我们需要现在就预备。
Thirdly,
第三点
，The Lord also tells us in His economy, there is no such thing as time.
在他的时间里面，那里没有一个概念说时没有时间的概念。
That's why in 1 Peter the Lord told the disciples, the Lord Peter told the tell the Christians.
所以在彼得前书里面，彼得跟信徒们说
，Say I don't want you to be ignorant of this one thing.
我不希望你们在这件事情上无知。
That in the Lord 1,000 years is a day 1,000 years.
在主看来，千年如一日，一日如千年。
If you use this as a kind of you know measurement.
如果你用这个来衡量
，that 1,000 years is 1 day and 1 day is 1,000 years，
一千年如一日，一日如一千年。
Then the Lord already left us for 2,000 years in His eyes, only 2 years.
在主已经离开2,000年，在他眼中只不过是两年。
So in conclusion, it's not our business to know when the Lord is coming back.
所以说，这不是我们可以知道主什么时候再来。
But our business is to prepare for His coming back.
我们的责任是要预备他的再来。
That's why in Matthew chapter 24.
所以在马太福音24章里面
，It says, "Blessed is that servant whom when the master when he cometh shall find so doing."
所以那个预备好的那个仆人就有福了。
So how do we prepare for his coming?
但我们怎么来预备他的再来呢
？The firstly, I hope the young people need to write it down. You need to watch faithfully.
年轻人，请你记下来。我们需要来忠心的来警醒。
When we talk about watching faithfully, in the Greek means constantly.
那个警醒在在希腊人们里就是一直不断的。
Not only once in a while.
不是有一次性的。
Oh, not maybe when you are in the mood.
不是说你在情绪里面的。
Or you have been touched by the message, so you prepare for God's coming.
你被信息所感动，所以你预备他的再来。
Today we when we talk about he we need to watch faithfully. We need to what be prepared constantly.
我们需要一直不断的来预备。
How do we prepare constantly?
我们怎么能够一直不断的来预备呢
？Brothers and sisters, we need to guard our heart.
我们需要来保守我们的心。
This is the very solid foundation of encouragement.
这是一个基本的根基。
The reason why we are inspired to prepare for the Lord's coming because our heart is focused on His coming.
如果我们的心要专注在主的身上。
You know when a person, you know, let me give you an illustration concerning my marriage.
我来给你讲述一下我的婚姻。
You know, before we got married in New York.
我们在纽约结婚之前。
I came earlier.
我提前到了。
We prepared the apartment. We prepared all these appliances.
我准备好了公寓，准备好了厨具。
Knowing that date when she comes, we're going to get married.
知道那天她来的时候，我们就要结婚。
And I was excited.
我是非常的兴奋。
It's one of the so-called the longest month.
这是那个最长的一个月。
And that day when my wife arrived at the airport.
当那天我妻子到的时候。
My cousin is bringing me to the airport.
我的表哥就把我带到机场。
Even though I didn't say a word,
虽然我一句话没说。
But he felt that I'm so excited.
他感觉得到我非常的兴奋。
So he said, "Cousin, take it easy. She is coming."
他就说你放松一下，他会来的。
Is it, am I excited because of a new apartment?
我是因为那个新的公寓而兴奋吗
？Is it because of the appliances?
是因为那些新的厨具吗
？I'm excited because of her.
我是因为他的再来，他的要来要兴奋。
That's why if we have everything, then the Lord is not coming back. Then we are of most people most terrible.
如果我们都预备好，但是主没有来，我们是最 最凄凉的人。
Today our focus is not on the blessing, our focus in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天不是注重在他的祝福，而是注重在他的再来。
If we have all this earthly blessing,
如果我们有地上所有的祝福，
and the Lord will never come back,
但是主却不会再来。
What kind of people are we?
我们是什么样子的人呢？
Today, brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姊妹们，
our hearts should be prepared for his coming.
我们的心要预备好他的再来。
When we say we need to guard our heart, focus on his coming, it means to say we need to put the Lord the first thing in every place.
当我们说我们预备好，保守我们的心，预备他的再来，而是说要，是说要把它放在第一位。
In other words, what do you mean by putting Christ first place in all things?
是什么，把基督放在第一位是什么意思呢？
When, in other words, when these two, they gave you two things to choose.
换句话，他给你两件事情来选择。
You want your children or do you want the Lord?
你要你的孩子呢，还是要主？
Brothers and sisters, this is very hard for us to say.
这个对我们来说是非常的难。
If your children or the Lord,
是主，是你的孩子还是主？
We know we love our children.
我们知道我们爱我们的孩子。
We are even willing to sacrifice for our children.
我们甚至愿意为我们的孩子牺牲。
But when we put our children first place,
当我们把我们的孩子放在第一位的时候，
then our heart is not prepared.
那我们的心就没有预备好。
Brothers and sisters, we are put a lot, there's a lot of things in this world.
今天在这地上有很多的事情。
Things that really capture our heart.
有些事情非常抓住我们的
心。I don't know what things is that.
我不知道这是什么事情。
Maybe it's your job.
也许是你的工作。
Maybe it's the riches you have.
也许是你的财富。
Maybe it's your family.
也许是你的家庭。
But our God is a jealous God.
但是我们的神是忌邪的神。
You want to be ready for His coming?
你要预备他的再来吗？
We need to put Christ first place in all things.
我们需要把基督放在首位。
No, I thank God.
我感谢神。
That in my parents is that parents that put God first place in all things.
我感谢神，我的父母是把神放在第一位。
There's a lot of things that we like to do.
我们喜欢做很多事情。
During Sunday, we say we want to go picnic, we want to do something else.
在星期天的时候，我们想去野游，我们想做其他的事情。
But my father said, since it's the Lord's day, it's the Lord's day, all these things are secondary.
我的父亲说，这是主的日子，其他事情都是第二位。
You know, in the Philippines, you know, when we get married, people, when they get married, they married on Sunday.
在菲律宾，人们是在星期天结婚。
Yeah, not like us. We have married on Saturday.
不是，不像我们是在星期六结婚。
And they married on Sunday afternoon, and they have this so-called feast, a wedding feast in the evening.
他们在星期天下午结婚，晚上有晚宴。
But the thing is, every Sunday evening we have the Lord's table.
但是，在星期天的晚上有主的饼杯。
But my father, no matter who you are, if it is the Lord's day, having the Lord's day, then we cannot go.
我的父亲不管是谁，不管那天婚礼是谁，只要是主日他就不去。
At first, our relative felt like you are a fanatic.
我们的亲族觉得说你是一个
How do I say this? You know, in other words, it's too much.
我们的亲族觉得说你这样做过分了。
It's only once in a lifetime this person is going to get married.
这个人一辈子只结一次婚。
Just to take a leave of absence, just one Lord's day, you cannot make it?
就这一个主日你不能去吗？
My father said, no, it's the Lord's day, it belongs to the Lord, not belong to you.
我的父亲说这是主日是属于主的，不属于我。
Sooner or later, our relative gained the respect.
很快我们的亲戚们，他在亲戚中间得了尊重。
They knew it's the Lord's day, we cannot go, and they won't even invite us anymore.
他知道那是亲戚们知道那是主日，我们不可能去，他们也就不再邀请我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need to do.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所需要的。
God, His place should be first place in everything we do.
他主的主在我们所做的一切事情上居首位。
Our hearts should always be focused only the Lord and the Lord alone.
我们的心总是要注重在主的身上。
Other things is secondary.
其他事情都是次要的。
Secondly, we need to also to guard our action.
其次我们要保守我们的行为。
In other words, there are two things, you know.
有两件事情。
You know, 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 says.
第一，约翰一书第三章第三节。
He said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
当他显现的时候，我们也要像他。
And we shall see him as he is.
我们变成他的形象。
Then and he said that he that has this hope within him,
凡存的这样指望的人
，purified himself even as he is pure.
洁净自己，如同他洁净一样。
Purify this in the Greek means
在希腊文洁净的意思
means consecration,
就是分别为圣。
Number two means cannot be contaminated.
第二点就是不能够被污染。
When we our focus is on the Lord,
当我们注重在主身上的时候，
we need to consecrate ourselves to Him.
我们需要把我们分别为圣。
It's what He says that matters. What we say doesn't really matter.
是主所说的算数，我们所说的不算数。
And secondly, we should not be contaminated.
第二点，我们不能够被污秽。
A lot of things in this world contaminate us.
是很多事情污染我们。
It's every time you watch the newspaper, every time we watch the television, there's so much thing that contaminate us.
每一次当我们看新闻、看电视的时候，都会污染我们。
But what did the Bible say?
但圣经说什么呢？
He that has this hope within him purified himself.
凡存这指望都应该洁净自己。
We got to let this thing go.
我们需要放手这些事情。
You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, it says here.
在希伯来文第十二章，
we are just a group of people running the race.
我们只是奔着这个路程的人。
He who runs the race,
在奔着路的人，
should what? Set aside every weight and its besetting sin.
要放下一切的重担和缠累我们的罪。
In other words, what is that thing that besets you? What is this thing that causes you to wait?
是什么呢？缠累我们呢？
What is the thing? Maybe it's a good thing.
也许是一个好的事情。
But it prevents you from reaching that goal, then you better what? Drop that weight.
如果它不能够让你达到那个目标，你就应该把这个缠累你的放下。
I don't know what is the thing that bear you down.
我不知道什么使你把你拉下来。
Maybe it's your girlfriend.
也许是你的女朋友。
Maybe it's an entertainment.
也许是那个娱乐。
Brothers and sisters, you know what is in you.
你知道什么在你里面？
But if you want to reach that goal,
如果你想得到那个目标，
you want to be focused on God's coming back,
如果你想要注重在主的再来，
the Bible tells us drop every weight,
这圣经说你要放下缠累你的重担，
and each besetting sin,
还有缠累你的罪。
Is there anything in us that we haven't dealt with?
是那个在我们里面还没有被对付的罪。
We need to let go.
我们需要把它放下。
That's why Zacchaeus is a very good example.
所以那个撒该是个非常好的例子。
For him to follow the Lord,
让他来跟随主。
The first thing he do, he said, I will give half of my riches to the poor.
所做的第一件事就是把他一半分给穷人。
If I have wronged anybody, I will pay him fourfold.
如果我欺诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
This is the kind of what we need to deal with the past.
这就是我们所应当对付的。
Brothers, is there anybody whom you have, you know, have some grudge with?
如果你跟人还有嫌隙。
Have you, you know, been disloyal or, you know, it's not faithful?
如果你没有忠实。
Or you're not dishonest.
如果你是没有诚实
towards your parents, have you been not honorable?
如果你没有尊重你的父母。
Young people, we need to say, I'm sorry.
年轻人，你能说对不起。
Sometimes we are so proud.
很多时候我们是这样子的骄傲。
We felt like, no, I'm right and you are wrong.
我会说我是对的，你是错的。
You know, one time, something happened, you know, to me. Many years ago.
有一件这样的事情。
I had a conflict with a brother.
我跟一个弟兄有冲突，
and it's something legitimate.
是一个非常合情合理的事情。
I feel I was right.
我觉得我是对的。
But you know, that time when I put down that phone,
当我把电话放下的时候，
the Lord said, no, you're wrong.
那主说你是错的。
Your attitude is wrong.
你的态度是错的。
You better call back.
你最好打电话回
去。 I tell you, that night is the worst night. I cannot sleep the whole night.
我跟你讲，那一宿真的很糟糕，我没法睡觉。
That next morning,
第二天早上，
the first thing I do is call brother, regardless, I'm sorry.
我拿起电话跟弟兄说，对不起，我错了。
We need to deal with our sins.
我们需要对付我们的
罪。You don't want to bring these sins when meeting the Lord.
我们不想带着这个罪去见主。
If we want to prepare the Lord's coming,
如果我们想预备主的再来，
it's by watching faithfully, dealing with our heart, dealing with our action.
我们需要警醒等候，我们需要对付我们的心，对付我们的行为。
That's why the Bible tells us, blessed is that servant.
所以这样的仆人有福了。
When the master, when he comes, shall find so doing.
看主看到他主来了，看到他这样行就有福了。
Secondly,
第二点，
we need to wait patiently.
我们需要有耐心的等候。
You know, while we are waiting patiently,
当我们耐心的等候的时候，
it doesn't mean we don't want to do anything.
不是说我们什么都不做了。
It doesn't mean we need to resign from our job, don't do your job anymore, and we wait for the Lord's coming. No, this is not what the Lord meant.
不是说我们辞职什么都不干了，这不是主的意思。
We still need to do what we ought to do.
我们仍然要做我们应当做的。
The thing we ought to do is just because for our survival.
我们要做的事情是为了让我们存活。
But you might ask me, but how about if we had a need, you know?
如果我们有需要怎么办？
For example, you lost a job.
换句话，举例说你丢了工作。
What should we do?
我们应当做什么呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经说。
Be anxious for nothing.
不要焦虑。
But in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
We bring all these things to God.
把你所要的告诉神。
And you know, sometimes the enemy will use all these outward things just to cause us to be distracted from focusing our attention.
仇敌会用着周围各样的事情使我们分散注意力。
Maybe it's your job, maybe it's your children.
也许是你的工作，也许是你的孩子。
And these are legitimate needs.
这都是一些正常的需要。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经说。
Every time we have such a need to rise up.
当每一次有这样需要兴起的时候
，We need to bring it to the Lord in prayer.
我们需要把它借着祷告带到神面前。
Even the Lord Jesus, you know, gave us a very good example.
甚至主也给我们一个很好的例子。
On the Lord's prayer, He says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
主在他的主导文里也说，我们今日的饮食今天赐给我们。
Because the Lord knows that there is a need in us.
因为主知道我们今天有需要。
But whenever need cometh.
每一次当我们有需要的时候
，We need to come to the Lord, give us this day our daily bread.
我们需要跟主说，我们今天所需要的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And I tell you, when we just put it to the Lord,
当我们交给神的时候
，Then we refocus our attention back to Him.
我们就把我们的注意力再次转到
主的面前。This is what we call to what? To wait patiently.
这就是有耐心的等候。
Thirdly,
第三点
，We need to work diligently.
我们需要殷勤的工作。
I will repeat again the verse I mentioned a while ago.
我再讲一次前面的话。
So blessed is that man when the master cometh, shall find so doing.
这个仆人主来的时候看见他这样行就有福了。
You know when in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里面
，He said the disciples said, when will you restore the nation of Israel?
以色列门徒问他说，你什么时候是以色列拯救以色列国呢
？On the one hand, the Lord said, it's not for you to know the times which God put in His own power.
一方面主说这不是你所应当知道的是父凭着自己的权柄
所定的 immediately in verse 8 it says
在第八节里面讲到
it says, but go ye therefore
因此去
disciple all nations
到在就
let's read again okay Acts chapter 1 verse 8
在使徒行传第一章第八节
okay it says here but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come unto you then ye shall be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Samaria in Judea and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
In other words, we prepare our hearts.
换句话说我们准备我们的心。
On the other hand, we need to do what we ought to do.
另一方面我们要做我们应当做的。
We need to continue to what? Be the disciples of him on this earth.
我们需要在这地上做门徒。
We need to continue to preach the gospel.
我们需要继续来传福音。
You know, in the service of the Lord,
在主的服事里面
，there is no such thing as retirement.
没有退休这个说法。
A lot of you know, older people felt like you know, after serving the Lord for 30 years, it's time what to give my job or my service to the younger ones.
很多年长的弟兄觉得说，服事主三十年了，现在我可以把我的工作给年轻人。
Let them you know start to learn how to serve.
让他们来学习如何服侍。
On the one hand, it's a very good gesture.
另一方面说，这是一个非常好的姿态。
But let me tell you, in the service of God, there is no such thing as retirement.
但是在主的服侍里面没有退休这个说法。
In the world today, there is retirement.
在世界上有退休。
But in God's service, in God's business, there is no retirement.
但是在神的国里没有退休。
We continue to serve Him until that day when He brings us home or He comes back.
我们一直要服侍到他再来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be encouraged with what the word of God says.
我们需要被主的话所激励。
He is coming very soon.
他马上就要再来。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗
？Lastly,
最后
，we need to rejoice.
我们需要喜乐。
We need to worship joyfully.
我们需要在喜乐里面来敬拜他。
The Bible tells us, rejoice in the Lord.
圣经说我们在主里喜乐。
Rejoice evermore.
在越发喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
祷告不可停止祷告。
In everything give thanks.
在凡事上借着祷告在凡事上。
In everything give thanks.
在凡事上感恩。
It says here, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主在我们身上有恩典。
May His coming become an encouragement.
愿他的再来成为我们的鼓励。
As we go through this narrow road.
当我们走这个窄路的时候
I know there is a lot of distraction,
我知道有很多的分散我们注意力的事情
but may the Lord preserve our heart,
愿主保守我们的心
for we hope for His coming back,
因为我们的盼望在于他的再来
this is our goal,
这是我们的目标
this is also our duty and responsibility,
这是我们的责任是我们的本分
let's have a word of prayer,
我们继续祷告
Lord this morning we thank you for your promise,
主我们感谢你的应许
your promise you will surely fulfill in your time
你的应许在你的时间里面一定要实现。
But Lord, continue to remind in our hearts.
但主，请你在我们的心里继续提醒我们。
Continue to ask us, are we ready for your coming?
继续来问我们，我们预备好的再来吗
？Lord, today you delay your coming is for our own sake.
你今天迟延你的再来是为了我们的好处。
But one day you will be coming back.
但有一天你要再来。
Lord, may we always be warned.
那愿我们预备好。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。